going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
We've got our special guest, Congresswoman Kat Kamik, on the line. And good morning, Congresswoman. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Good morning, fellas in the Gator Nation.
Right on. Hey, what did you do to irritate a bunch of people? You had protesters at your office, and they were not happy.
Oh, bless their hearts. you know, it's just we live in this era of entertainment where people feel like they have to scream and yell and whatnot to get attention and notice. And every Friday, our office is protested, and, you know, we take water bottles out to protesters. Our team, you know, talks to folks. I've met with many of the protesters, and this last Friday, they supposedly left a bunch of letters, but actually they didn't. It got so big that apparently, you know, TV20 ran a story about it, but imagine our shock and surprise when the letters weren't there. So they delivered them yesterday, and it was about 1,000 of them. And on the box, it said, you know, please listen to us, and they were demanding a response. Now, of course, we always respond to our constituents as best we possibly can. In fact, we've received and responded to 500,000 emails, phone calls, and messages.
Wow.
To date. Yeah, yeah, we have quite an entire system designed just to do that. And so we get these letters, and I pour them out on the couch in the office, and I start opening them and reading them. Not one of them had contact information to respond to these folks. And I'm like, do you want a response, or do you just want to yell? And, you know, that's the thing is, you know, for everybody listening, if you reach out to our office, please give us a way to contact you back, a phone number, an email, snail mail, you know, mailing address. It's tough to get you a response if we have no way to actually get in touch with you. And so that was just, I thought, a little bit curious that people demand responses, but then give us no way to.
And then you kind of wonder, even though they demanded a response, did they really want one? Maybe not.
No. I mean, and the letters, you know, a lot of them were dealing with state issues that I have no jurisdiction over. So we'll forward those letters on to our state counterparts. But, you know, and then there's things, it's just a lot of hatred for President Trump and Elon Musk. And sure, people absolutely can leave us their opinion, and they don't have to get a response. They can tell us, you know, I don't want a response. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I would prefer, and I think most common sense Americans would, to have a conversation. Let's have a constructive, productive conversation. But it seems more and more like people just want to yell.
Yeah, it's really not the 1950s, 60s, 70s, 80s, or 90s anymore. It's a different world. Hey, I know you've got a good working relationship with some of the FEMA stuff, and you're on board with all that.
Yeah.
Give us the latest progress.
Yeah, so as we know, FEMA has been a disaster for years and years and years. And, you know, last week, this week, I've been meeting nonstop with constituents. A lot of them are still trying to navigate the bureaucracy of FEMA. And so what I will tell you is across the board, everyone is fed up with FEMA. They're just to the point where they don't even want to deal with them. I know it's frustrating, but I would encourage anyone who's still trying to get answers from FEMA to keep after it, because what's happening right now is the new administrator, Cam Hamilton, he and President Trump are taking the entire FEMA system down to the studs and building a survivor focused process first, meaning everything that you do in terms of applying for assistance, needing information, you'll have it at your fingertips. And instead of waiting days, months, sometimes even years for answers from the agency, you'll have it in hours and at worst days. And so they're really trying to revamp the entire system. So that is coming. Our goal is to make sure that that is in place before hurricane season starts. But I would just say to anyone who is dealing with FEMA or any federal agency, I know how much of a pain in the neck it is. But our office is here to work for you guys. We open and close cases all day long. So let us bird dog some of these bureaucrats down for folks, and we can get you answers. Doesn't matter if it's IRS, VA, Social Security, doesn't matter. We work for everybody.
What about the IRS? What's the latest there?
Well, much like FEMA, the IRS is always a hot mess. You know, they still have semi-truckloads of tax returns from years past that they have not process, and that is not an exaggeration. That is actually literally true. They have semi-trucks that they rent that our taxpayers pay for because not everyone electronically files. So they're still a couple years behind in processing. If you're dealing with the IRS and they've been holding on to like a 2019, 2020, 2021 return, please call us, because as we know, the acting administrator just resigned. We're in the process of, again, streamlining the agency, because what we saw under the previous administration was 80,000 new IRS agents that weren't being onboarded to help process returns. They were hired to audit working class folks. And so we're in the process of dismantling that incredibly destructive policy of the last administration and making it so that it's your money. The government should not be holding on to that money. And we're working with our Senate counterparts to make sure that Billy Long gets confirmed as soon as possible.
Yeah, it's interesting and ironic. Get the paperwork done. Get that done. But Biden wanted it all about enforcement and audit. The borders, I always thought, would be about, if you're Border Patrol, you're enforcing the border. But under Biden, it was process the paperwork. It's so funny how they, switched those two around.
Yep, that's a great point. You know, I spoke to one of our Border Patrol agents last night. He's in the Tucson sector, and he talked about how different it is, just absolute night and day difference. Whereas before, like you said, Bob, the mantra and the mission for Border Patrol under the previous administration was being a welcoming committee and process these people into the country, parole them, as the Biden administration like to label it, parole them into the country as fast as possible. Now you actually are seeing Border Patrol get resources and the backing they need. We're down 97% in illegal border crossing, 97%. And so that's where the interior enforcement is so important and getting people out of the country who never should have been here in the first place.
A lot of work. When are you leaving for El Salvador? Aren't you going like with all the other lawmakers?
Oh, you know, it wasn't really high on my priority list to join the MS-13 caucus.
So, in other words, you're focusing a lot of your energy on the American citizens?
I know it's shocking when we say America first. We literally mean America first, not El Salvador or, you know, these very violent criminal gangs. It is absolutely mind-blowing to me that these representatives, these senators, are traveling on taxpayer dollars down to take better care of violent predators, sexual predators, hardened criminals, gang members, MS-13 gang members. They spend more time and effort with them than they do the homeless veterans in their district.
Yeah, and when you talk about due process, there was no due process. And when you ask them, you go, well, let's just say we could get the guy back. What do you think the due process should be? They will not answer that question. That's bizarre.
Yeah. I think at this point, they're paying for tattoo removal because, you know, those pesky MS-13 tattoos on their hands and faces, kind of a dead giveaway, right?
Right. All right. Congresswoman, always appreciate your time. Keep in touch with us and stay safe, and we look to hear from you soon.
I appreciate it. Have a great week, everybody. Go Gators.
All right. Congresswoman Kat Kamick on the Bob Rose Show.